Let's see, we are in Mirat Hashem, beginning the fifth chapter of Chovas HaLevavos, of Shaar Bitochen. And the Ibn Chabra says as follows, this is actually beautiful. He says, Ahavala hefri shebein abotech alokim vizuloso, b'inyin is asku b'sibol satarev. So listen to this. In this chapter, in the beginning of this chapter, we're going to make a number of differences, or discuss a number of differences between individuals who have bitochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to matters of parnasa, their livelihood, versus those who don't have bitachon in Hashem when it comes to their livelihood. So let's analyze. There are seven ways. If you could see again, the Mechaber is very into his categories and lists. So there are seven ways in which a person who has bitachon in Hashem in matters of parnasa is different than a person who does not have bitachon in Hashem in matters of parnasa. Number one, echad mehem, kebotech ba'alokim rotze b'dino b'chol inyonav. This is beautiful. The first difference is a person who has bitachon in Hashem when it comes to his parnasa, when it comes to his livelihood, willingly accepts HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment in all matters and thanks Hashem both for the good as well as for the difficult. Ram is literally bad, but as well as for the difficult. So the first thing is when a person has bitachon, he accepts all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws his way, whatever comes my way in life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, again, I accept it. Now, acceptance is the first level. After I accept it, I actually thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he does for me, both the good as well as the bad. Kimosh Amar Hashem Nasan Hashem Lakach, Yehi Shem Hashem Avarach. As the pasuk says, Hashem has given, Hashem has taken, the name of Hashem shall be blessed. Kimosh Kasav Chesed Mishpat Ashira. I shall sing of kindness and judgment. A person is obligated to bless Hashem for the bad in the same way that he's obligated to bless Hashem for the good. So this is incredible. A person who has bitachon in Hashem is, number one, willing to accept Hashem's judgment in all matters, and number two, willing to thank Hashem for all the stuff that happens, be it good or be it difficult. But one who doesn't have bitachon, see, he's willing to rely, right? He doesn't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He praises Hashem for the good. For the good. So interestingly enough, so what ends up happening is he praises, right? So a person who does not rely on Hashem praises and glorifies himself for the good that befalls him. Now here's what's interesting. In other words, that a person who doesn't have bitachon, when something good occurs, he takes the credit for the good. He assumes that the good that happened is a result ultimately of his own actions. Umiskansef be'elokim alara. Conversely, he gets angry at Hashem for the bad. So this is doubly bad. In other words, number one, when a person doesn't have bitachon, so he takes credit for himself for the good things that occur. That's number one. And then number two, he goes in and gets upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, he deprives God of the credit for the things that go well, but blames HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again for the things that go wrong. So I don't recognize God's role in the good. I take credit for it. And I don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's good even in the bad. So that's distinction number one. Vashini, distinction number two. So this is so beautiful. We actually saw this in the beginning of the Sefer as well. When a person has bitachon, a sense of reliance on Hashem, sense of security from Hashem, he has what we call menuchas hanefesh, inner tranquility. Inner tranquility. Why? Because ultimately, again, he knows that everything that happens to him in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And dear friends, is this not the greatest argument for bitachon? Right? Because who amongst us doesn't want a sense of menuchas hanefesh? That's what I want out of life more than anything. I want inner tranquility. I want inner calm. And when a person has bitachon, ultimately, again, that inner tranquility and calm ultimately comes. Incredible. Kimosh Amar David Alav Shalom. Ach le'lokim domi nafshi kimenu tikvasi. Only to God should you hope, my soul, for my hope is from him. So that v'asher ne'botech ba'lokim. But on the other hand, conversely, a person who doesn't have bitachon, who bitza'ar tadir u'da'aga aruka ve'eval eitav. This is incredible. Person who doesn't have bitachon, say he is in a constant state of grief and protracted anxiety. Incredible. He says, lo yamushu And ultimately, again, this sadness and the sense of mourning does not depart from him. In other words, he feels a sense of anxiety. He feels a sense of sadness, even technically, when things are going well. Isn't this incredible? When a person has bitachon, bitachon gives you menuchas hanefesh, bitachon gives you inner tranquility. Conversely, if you don't have bitachon, there's always a constant state of either grief, sadness, but better stated, anxiety. So again, this anxiety and this inner sadness is there at all times. Because even when things are going well, they're not going well enough. Right? Even when you receive bracha, you want more. You want more. When things go well for him, he's sad, he's anxious. Why? Because he lacks satisfaction from his current state. He wants more. And when things are going badly, then obviously again, I'm upset, I'm angry. I'm angry about what's happening. Because that which is happening goes against my desires, my nature, my character traits. As Shlomo HaMelech writes, all the days of the poor man are bad, but he who has a cheerful heart always has a feast. So two fundamental distinctions between a person who has bitachon and a person who doesn't. Distinction number one, is that a person ultimately, again, with a sense of bitachon, is number one, willing to accept everything that Hashem does, and therefore by extension, thank him for everything that occurs in life, both the stuff that's good and the stuff that appears bad. Number two, a person who doesn't have bitachon, obviously, again, takes credit for the good that occurs and is upset with Hashem for the bad. Distinction number two, a person who has bitachon has an inner state of tranquility. Inner tranquility, menuchas hanefesh, but a person who lacks bitachon ultimately never has that menuch, is always in a state of anxiety. Even if life is going well, I want it to go better. And if life is going terribly, then of course, again, the anxiety is understandable. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Absolutely incredible. We'll pick up with the third distinction of Mir Hashem tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.